Good Monday morning. Thanks for listening to the show here on 91.5. Still to come, Super Bowl ads, the good, the bad, and the head scratchers, plus momentum in the National Sanctuary Movement.
But first this hour, a court case is underway in San Francisco pitting two giants of the autonomous vehicle industry against each other. Waymo is accusing Uber of knowingly using stolen technology in its development of driverless cars. Both companies currently have vehicles on valley roads, but my next guest says this case could change that. Ariane Marshall is transportation reporter for Wired magazine. I caught up with her a bit earlier this morning as she was waiting in line to get into the courtroom, and we started by talking about how the case, in part, centers on one guy.
Yes, in part. It centers on this one engineer. His name is Anthony Lewandowski. He was an employee at Google, which is a kind of sister company to Waymo. And Waymo says that when he left their company to join Uber, he actually ended up taking a ton of their trade secrets with them and used them to create Uber's self-driving technology. That said, it doesn't only center on this one man, because Waymo is going to have to prove that Uber, either through negligence or knowingly, used their trade secrets in Uber technology. So it's really about this one engineer, but it's also about the entire Uber company.
So it's not so much about whether or not this guy pilfered technology from one company to the other. It's whether the latter company knew about it and used it anyway.
Correct. This is a trade secrets case. And the tricky thing about a trade secrets case is that, A, they have to prove that something was taken, but also they have to prove that it was a trade secret to begin with. You should expect Uber to argue that a lot of these things that Waymo says is a trade secret is in fact just something any smart engineer would be able to figure out by themselves.
Yeah, I mean, in the world of autonomous technology and autonomous research into cars, how much difference is there that we know of anyway between what the different companies who are working on this are doing?
What Waymo is arguing is that when they created this technology, specifically they're talking about this laser technology called LiDAR that helps self-driving cars see. They say when they came up with it in about 2015, they were working on this specific LiDAR configuration. They're saying that it was novel and it was the product of years and years of work. They kicked off their self-driving car project in 2008. At this point, LiDAR has changed. It's been about, you know, 2-3 years, and already the technology has taken this huge leap forward. So right now, we're actually kind of discussing old technology. But to Waymo, they truly believe that their trade secrets gave Uber a jump and an unfair advantage in creating autonomous vehicle technology.
How easy or difficult do you think it will be for Waymo, which has to prove that Uber not only had this technology and used it, but knew that it was is stolen and used it anyway, as we've discussed? How difficult will it be for Waymo to explain all that to a jury and really have them understand both the technology and sort of what it means as far as whether or not Uber was using it?
It's definitely not a slam dunk, I'd say. This is really technical stuff. Some of the technical stuff is that actually, because Waymo says it's a trade secret, it's going to be hidden from the public. So only the jury is going to know about it, and the lawyers involved and the judge. So it's really specific technical stuff. So the big challenge here is for the lawyers to take this developing technology. So few people even understand that people are working on self-driving cars right now, and they're going to have to explain the nitty-gritty of laser technology to jurors. So it's going to be difficult. And they're also going to have to explain some nitty-gritty of trade secrets law as well. And that's difficult too. So we have kind of two big esoteric topics that they're going to have to make understandable to the average person.
What are the stakes for each of the companies in this case?
These stakes are pretty large. What we know about Google and Waymo and Alphabet historically as a company is that they're not big on filing lawsuits. So the fact that they've pursued this lawsuit against Uber means that they're pretty angry about this. So there's clearly something very much at stake for them. What Waymo wants to do here is they could either A, extract damages from Uber, and that could be in the billions of dollars, or they could have the judge file an injunction against Uber, and that could mean that they have to shut down their self-driving car program for a few years until Waymo regains the lead it had before. So in some ways, this is kind of existential for these companies. Also, what's at stake is the future of self-driving technology. These are two leaders in the field. And Intel just last year predicted that this will be a $7 trillion industry in a little over the next decade. So there's a lot of money at stake, a lot of technology, and perhaps the lead in developing autonomous vehicles.
How important is that particular issue, autonomous vehicles, to Uber's business model and to its future? I mean, if the judge were to say, okay, Uber, you cannot do this for the next couple of years, how significant would that be to that company?
Travis Kalanick, who's now the former CEO of Uber, but was once in charge there, actually came out and said a few years ago that he believes this is developing self-driving technology is existential for Uber. If someone else is able to develop a self-driving taxi and doesn't have to pay for human drivers, they can really quickly undercut Uber's lead in ride hailing and this new taxi industry that has sprung up around smartphones. So Uber at least seems to believe that this is incredibly important for their business model. Remember, right now they're still not actually making money there. So this is part of their long-term plan to make money.
Ariane Marshall is transportation reporter with Wired Magazine. Ariane, thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.